Download a podcast and catch up on your listening at near.ie.
Near FM.
And on the line now, I have Michelle Puckhaber, who is Executive Director with the Crime Victims Helpline. Good morning, Michelle.
Good morning, John.
And thank you very much for taking the call this morning. I know you're kept very busy. Will you just tell the listeners, give them a little bit about the history of the National Crime Victims Helpline?
Yeah, the National Crime Victims Helpline, it's 116-0063-CHS. We're a listening and support service for victims of crime in Ireland. So we provide time and space for people to talk about their experiences of being a victim of a crime. We can answer questions about the criminal justice system, as well as we provide information about other services and other supports that are available across Ireland for victims of crime. So we're a confidential service, as well as being non-judgmental, and we're non-directive. We don't tell people what to do. Again, we just provide time and space for people to really, again, talk about their experience, to ask questions, and to get information about other services.
Yeah, and it's quite serious being a victim of crime. What sort of crimes would people ring about and be concerned about?
So we would hear a lot from victims of assault, victims of harassment, and victims of burglary. So we hear from victims of all crimes, though, as well. So
yeah.
It's not just those. Those are kind of the top three reasons that people would ring us. So assault, that's fairly obvious. If you've been assaulted, you would want a lot of support, need a lot of support. Harassment is a big one for us as well, because harassment tends to be ongoing for a long amount of time. So people find it very, very distressing to be a victim of even kind of low-level harassment for long periods of time. And sometimes it can feel like nothing can be done about it. And then, of course, burglary is incredibly traumatizing, to have someone break into your home and go through your things. And there's a financial loss there as well.
Yeah, it's a huge invasion of privacy as well, that somebody has gone around and rooting around your house.
Yeah, it leads to an incredible sense of violation. Your home is your safe space. And what we hear from our callers is that once their home has been burgled, that it can take a long time for it to feel safe again, and to not always be thinking about, someone being in your home. And people we hear from people saying that it can be very difficult to sleep at night. You get to the point where you're hypervigilant and you're hearing every kind of, creak in the house, and every little noise makes you jump. So we would hear that a burglary is such a violation, and it does take time to feel normal again after a burglary.
Yeah, it's a huge, huge psychological thing as well. Would you refer people to psychologists, for instance, to help them out, get over it?
Yeah, there's a number of places that people can turn to for support after a crime. So a lot of times the Crime Victims Helpline, we're kind of the first stop. People are told about our services from the Gardaí. It's in a letter that goes out to victims after they report a crime. Our helpline is staffed by volunteers primarily, but also we have staff as well. But they're all trained to provide that initial emotional support to people, to again let them have this initial time to talk about their experience. But we are a short-term resource for people. What we then want to do is get victims to other services that can provide a longer-term, ongoing support. So sometimes that's just a local victim support organization, such as Support After Crime or Federation of Victim Assistance. Sometimes it's specialized. So if someone's a victim of domestic violence or sexual assault, we would want to get them connected to those services. In Dublin, there is no local face-to-face victim support organization. So if someone wanted to sit down with someone face-to-face, there isn't an organization that's providing that service at this time. So we would then talk about counseling services that are available. And so counseling is unregulated in Ireland, so you have to be kind of very careful about where you go to get counseling. And so we kind of talk about how you can get counseling through your GP, a referral through your GP, how there is community-based counseling services available for low cost or a sliding scale fee, as well as just private counselors, and how you can find a private counselor that has some minimum training and ethics they have to follow and things like that.
Yeah, and say a victim of a violent assault, that person would probably be afraid to leave the house for a long period. Do you come across that?
Yeah, we do. We do hear that. So, with assault, the world can sometimes feel very unsafe moving forward. So, we hear that people would be afraid to leave the house, or they're afraid to return to where the assault happened. Sometimes, if somebody has been assaulted when they've gone out at night, they stop going down to their local, they stop socializing, that they become quite isolated from not only just from the world, but from family and friends. And it can be a real concern. But what we have found as well is that when people get the proper support, when they get the proper information, in given time, most people return back to normal. They return back to how they were prior to the assault. And so that is the good news. But again, people need to reach out, and they need that support in order to move through the trauma of something like an assault.
So we'll move on. Say this assault, say for instance, we take that one, and the perpetrator is arrested and goes to court, and a lot of the time is let out on bail. Would you get victims ringing the helpline frustrated at that?
That would be a very common frustration that we hear, and that most of the time, if somebody has been a victim of any crime, including an assault, the perpetrator will not be held in custody, that they will be released. And that can be absolutely terrifying, especially in smaller communities, rural communities, or where the perpetrator is local. So if you can imagine you've been assaulted, say, by your neighbor, which unfortunately we would hear that fairly often, you know, your neighbor is then, you know, living next to you. You go to the shops, you see that person again. You can't really go anywhere without kind of running into the person, running into their family, and it creates a real sense of fear. And again, it's like your life being very much different, very much disrupted, and then the perpetrator's life going on just as normal, like nothing had happened to them.
Yeah, and that'd be a very hard issue to deal with, because I'd imagine that would be an awful lot of counselling would be involved there. But there's no solving that sort of situation, is there, Michelle?
There are ways that the impact can be lessened. You know, it's never going to be an easy thing. It's never going to be something that isn't going to have an impact. But given support, family support, given the support of the community, given professional support, say, again, like you said, counseling, that people do, recover, they do, that people are very resilient, and it's something that they can recover from.
Yeah, and it's a great service, the Crime Victims Helpline, and the people are there and they're saying, I might ring this number. And they're going to talk to you. You mentioned volunteers earlier, and I talked to a lot of people operating helplines, and the volunteers are actually fantastic people. And you mentioned training. What sort of training would the volunteers go through?
Yeah, our volunteers are amazing, and they come from a wide background. So we have a wide range of ages, so from 20 to 80, and they have a wide range of backgrounds, including legal backgrounds, counseling backgrounds, and a lot of them are just people who want to help. They want to be there for their community. And when somebody volunteers with the Crime Victims Helpline, they go through extensive training about active listening and how you actually listen on the helpline, which is very different than how you would listen kind of in real life to your family or your friends. And then they go through extensive training on the criminal justice system so that they can answer questions that come up, as well as all of our volunteers and staff are experts on the resources that are available to victims of crime. So no matter where someone is ringing from in Ireland, we will be able to direct someone to their local support services. And then once they've gone through that training, they would observe the helpline, so they would see an experienced volunteer take calls. And then with supervision, the volunteers start taking calls themselves.
Yeah, now, and the number again is 116006. That's quite an unusual number, but it's a very easy number to remember.
It is, and it's free to call as well. People can also reach us over email or text message. So we really encourage people to get in touch with us in whatever way that they feel most comfortable.
Yeah, and there's new expanded hours. And is that because of an increase in demand for your services?
It is. In 2016, we saw a 40% increase in incoming calls. And then in 2017, we saw a further increase of 10% of incoming calls. So, I mean, there's just been a huge increase in the number of people reaching out to our service. So, again, we're always trying to make it as easy as possible for people to reach us and always trying to use our resources the best way we can. So we did increase our hours, hoping that would make it easier for people who maybe are at work to be able to reach us after 5 o'clock. So our new hours are Monday, Wednesday, Friday, 10 to 5, Tuesday and Thursday is 9:30 to 6:30, and Saturday 2 to 4, and then Sundays we're closed.
And if somebody needs to ring after those hours, what happens there?
Yeah, so if someone rings outside those hours, they can leave a message, and we will return their call during the next open hours.
Okay, so you'll get back on to anybody who has any problems.
Absolutely, yeah.
That's fantastic. And you mentioned texts. Did we mention the number for the text?
Yeah, so the text is 085-133-7711. And all of this information is available on our website, which is crimevictimshelpline.ie.
As I said earlier, it's a fantastic service you're providing, and fair play to you. Is there anything you'd like to add, Michelle?
Just that nobody should have to suffer alone. No one should have to suffer in silence if they've been a victim of a crime. I would really encourage anyone to give us a call, even if they just want to talk or ask a question. We're really happy to provide support to anyone who's looking for it.
And no crime is too small or too big for you to talk about, no?
That's right.
Okay, Michelle, listen, thank you very much for taking the call, and keep up the good work. Thank you.
Thank you so much.
This is 90.3 Near FM.